If I get LeChonk, I'm gonna rename him Gerard Depardieu, because that is a French pig. Starting live from Discord here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, and currently finally designated as such, this is After Dark on PC 85 Network and shit. Fuck it. Hold on.
No, let's keep that.
The network and shit. Fucking hold on.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm gonna be your fucking Mark for tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner of fucking Markzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
I love the new name change. Fucking Markzilla.
Also with us tonight, the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
I am here, and I am drinking. Well, I was drinking. Now I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Double fucking Mark H.
We'll play a Vanguard.
And making... making her return. She's back from Pennsylvania. The queen has landed, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsay Wolfgang.
With her window seat.
Shannon, that's just did you know that the new pig Pokemon is called LeChonk?
Shelby.
Hold on.
Give me just one.
He already showed up. He showed up at Dynamite.
Give me just one second real quick. And there she goes. Okay.
Oh, no!
She's going to think something happened on her end.
No, she could probably hear Shannon giggling.
If it's anything like me, I can definitely hear her, so maybe she can hear me. Hey, turn your thing on!
Good God.
We only entertain ourselves.
Oh, she's just not coming back,
is she? I
don't
think she's coming back. Yeah, I'm a little worried about
Shannon,
it.
You broke her.
No, I need her... Hold on. Oh, there it is.
Oh, whoop. There she's back.
She was having internet trouble.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know, man. Anyway, looked like there was some trouble on this.
Internet's pretty bad. Yeah.
So at this point, going back here, Shelby has already said that she is going to have a full squad of LeChonks. because she is, and like, she loves, like pigs are just adorable. She's a big fan of those. And then she loves that his name is fucking LeChonk.
LeChonk. That's a French pig.
Which is apparently a pork dish.
If I get LeChonk, I'm going to rename him Gerard Depardieu. Because that is a French pig.
I'm going to name it Porky like an American.
Fuck, far back in the archives did you have to dig for that Gerard Depardieu reference?
One person
they
here
found
got,
you in Indiana Jones back there looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
One person got a Gerard Depardieu joke in here, and it was Hunter, and I had no doubt.
Somebody somewhere is going, who the fuck
who
is,
the
Gerard
fuck is Gerard Depardieu?
Isn't it he me. The guy that led? Isn't he the guy that led My Chemical Romance?
Gerard, you may not remember, ladies and gentlemen, Gerard Depardieu was somewhat of a heartthrob and a popular
actor.
In the 90s. He was big, yeah.
There was one movie he was really well known for. Gerard Depardieu. I'm definitely misspelling this.
He's a weird looking motherfucker.
Oh shit, I almost got it right.
I know, in one of the movies.
Yeah, he wasn't though, man.
Claire Danes was his daughter.
He was in the Count of Monte Cristo, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Man in the Iron Mask might be the one you're thinking of from the 90s.
No, it was a romantic comedy.
No, it
comedy.
Was before that. Yeah, yeah, it was a romantic comedy. What the hell was it?
I'm going to help you out here. I'm also going to look. Gerard Depardieu.
This is going to drive me nuts. Holy shit, he has a whole separate wiki for his like filmography.
Oh my God, he's so ugly
in
now.
In what universe?
He's been in so many
green
things.
Card, Hunter. Green Card.
That's not the one I'm thinking of, though.
That's the one that I was known from, but that was him and Andrew
Too
McDowell.
Too Beautiful for You? It sounds like a rom-com.
Well, holy shit, he was in a version of Hamlet from 96, too. That's the one that Kenneth Branagh starred and directed in.
Nice. He was in the Asterix and Obelix movie. Wow, I didn't know that.
What in the hell? This is the weirdest. All right.
Why was
this man in so many things?
Because in France, he is a huge fucking deal. He is a heartthrob, or at least he was. Now he... Yikes. He looks like he spared the heart and ate everything else. He's a very large man. Very unattractive, is what I'm trying to say.
Apparently, he's mostly well-known for playing Cyrano de Bergerac. I had no idea that he did that either. I'm definitely not thinking of the same thing, though. He was in some romantic comedy.
Green Card looks very romantic comedy.
That might be it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
My favorite thing
starring
is
starring Babe Newworth and Andy McDowell.
Yeah.
You mean B.B. Newworth?
B.B. Newworth. Frasier's wife.
Sure.
Yeah.
Frasier's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Maris.
Yeah. My favorite thing is that a long time Podzilla 1985 fans who are listening, your Zane Laneys and your Ciro Viegases, are really appreciating this and they're laughing their asses off, whereas newer fans are going, why have you devoted 5 or 6 minutes of your show to Gerard Depardieu?
You know what, though? This is a good cross-section of what happens on this show. Like, if you're new, if you're just trying to figure out what this is all about, like, this is a pretty good little
taste you're right.
What to expect.
So we're gonna.
Oh man, you clapping. Before we get going any further, let's give a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, this also, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but we're dropping the Podzilla After Dark name as of right now. Tonight's episode is officially Nerd Up right here on Thursday. So as we do on Nerd Up, let's start by Tanner,
immediately.
We're going to start by talking about that Pokemon trailer. We're going to talk some... Instead of me bringing you the bullshit politics that you don't want to hear about, you don't want to hear about guns and shootings. I'm not going to talk about it tonight. You got to stay tuned to an all-new episode of No Turning Back with Shannon Young. But we're going to talk about the Pokemon trailer first. Immediately. Pokemon trailer dropped.
I have in-depth leaks that have been proven through that trailer, more or less.
Lindsay right now is Tom Hanks at the end of that Black Jeopardy skit where she's like, I've got some things to say about this.
It's been a good run.
So, first impressions of the Pokemon trailer, it looked great. I'm super excited about it. 4-player co-op, yes please. And what I love about it, especially, is, and I'm going to miss the, what was it called, Lindsay? What was the area in Sword and Shield called? Where you
wild,
could,
wild, the wild, wild world, or wild, wild areas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to miss that because
like,
I love.
The whole thing is that now.
Well, but you know, in the other one, I could, like, while I was playing, you would just see random players riding around you doing stuff. And that was pretty cool, seeing random people. It felt like an MMO, like Jesse, you know what I'm talking about. But this, what's cool about this is it, 4 of us can, like, link up. And from the looks of the trailer, what I love especially is you're not tethered to each other by, like, the area. It looks like you just join each other's game, and you can go do whatever the hell you want, because they showed the 4 people in different areas of the game doing different things at the same time. And if that's true, holy shit, Pokemon Scarlet Shield and Violet Swords is good. It looks good.
It does actually look pretty good. The one thing that I'm concerned about is, like, the time thing. I want to know what that's about.
That hasn't been entirely confirmed yet as to whether they take place in the past or future, or if you will travel to the past or future, whether it's just going to be an event.
The professor outfits definitely give it away, Tanner.
But it could just be a theme within it.
Let me go ahead and bury this. I don't have any, like, my uncle does not work for Nintendo, but I feel like I can honestly say this with confidence. There will not be 2 separate games where, like, one's in the future, one's in the past, because they would not spend the money to do it. It will be the exact same world, and there will be time travel elements, I guarantee it. But
we will, like, it'll be exactly like every other Pokemon game where there will be some Pokemon available in one that aren't in the other, and the legendaries are going to be swapped around.
Now, what would be cool?
Part of the speculation, also, is that the legendaries are actually the same Pokemon, and part of its mystery is that one version of it is it from the past, and the other version of it is its future version.
I think it was Asa who said something about that earlier today, where it may be the kind of thing that you encounter as, like, a fossil, and that depending on which professor, like, revives it, they revive it in such a way that it, you know, either kind of reflects the future or reflects where it came from. Yeah, I think these are themes. I think these people are just dressed. People in Pokemon,
also,
like,
those
they dress for the job
are freaking
they want.
Motorcycles.
What would be really cool is if you actually do have time travel elements, And certain Pokemon you can't get unless you travel back to the right time period. You're talking to a guy
that's
that
what I think went extinct. Cool.
Yeah, I grew. I grew up with Chrono Trigger.
If this is Pokemon slash Jurassic Park, I'm in. Yes. Like, that's dope.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Also, all of the Pokemon centers are very much just like gas stations.
So am I the only one that thinks that the at the very least the future legendary Pokemon looks real dumb with those jet turbines?
No, I love the future one. Screw you.
And the horse you rode
in on. I like everything
on.
About it until I get down to the jet turbines and I'm like, oh.
Because one is a motorcycle and one's a hover bike.
Jesse, it's okay to not like
it's Digimon. Electric Dragon and Fighting Dragon.
It's okay to not like Digimon.
Tanner, I see that. I but I couldn't be more excited about
this. Is that for me? Because Digimon is fucking terrible. Fight me, Tanner.
Hey, he's right, Tanner.
Hey, I said no, he's wrong.
I like Digimans.
Look. We can all agree.
Why you gotta say it like that, Jesse?
We can all agree that Bakugan was the worst.
Because I like
yes.
it.
Hey.
We can also agree that the Olive Pokemon looks real dumb, and I hope it becomes something better.
Which one?
What?
The olive Pokemon, that's what that little green plant one in the trailer is. It's an olive. I forget its name already. But
I'm good. It's probably a grass type, but I ain't got no type. No
I'm definitely going to get it now that you said that, and I'm going to name him John Oliver.
Also, I'm trying my microphone in a new place. My real loud?
No, you sound good. You sound real good. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Tanner, did you say you don't have any time for grass types? So, like, you just don't mess with grass types at all?
Besides Rowlet, no.
Jesse, by the way, that's a really sweet microphone.
Ferrothorn would like a word.
Thanks, man.
I don't care. Gorgeist?
Anybody? Still don't care.
Snooki.
You going to tell me
Sniper.
Tanner Calvert,
fuck, what's his name?
For whom an entire month's worth of Halloween shows with names does not like the pumpkin Pokemon?
I don't give a
the
shit
jack-o-lantern
about...
The jack-o-lantern one?
Lindsay.
I don't give a shit about grass-type Pokemon.
Lindsay, what's the name? Snivy!
Such a weird thing to not like.
Trico!
Yeah, I don't understand why, like, I get not liking, you know, a lot of, like, a certain, like, Pokemon type, but I don't understand, like, why you would just, like, actively avoid. Yeah, like, well, that Pokemon looks kind of cool, but it's grass type, so deuces.
Bye, bitch.
I love a good grass type. Too many people run water anyway, and you could just sit there and soak up the sunshine.
Grass types for a living.
So if I was a trainer in the Pokemon universe, I'd be the fire trainer. It's all fire.
Okay, well,
I would destroy you.
I would like to say
that's my preferred type.
I am sick and tired of every Pokemon game starting with fire, water, and grass. There are
same.
Fighting,
I wish they would do a different triad.
Yes, give us something else. Like, goddamn, I bet you don't even have parents, a dad in this game. How much you want to bet you ain't got a dad?
Well, you had to have one. You just don't anymore.
Sorry, your dad.
They all died in the war.
Sorry, your dad croaked. What was it, Hunter? What's the big boss man?
See, that's how it ends. I'm sorry, your daddy done croaked. I forget how the next part of that verse goes, though.
But still, I'm excited about this. I'm more excited about this than any Pokemon game other than Sword and Shield. I fucking loved Sword and Shield. That was my favorite Pokemon game.
You were
game.
The only one. I am so
no,
sorry.
Like it.
Oh, no, I love Sword and Shield.
I love the sports.
Shannon, I think, was the only one obsessed with it. There were
I was
an
obsessed
a lot
with
of people
it.
Who hated that game.
I was obsessed with it. That is true.
A lot of people
didn't like Pokemon.
It was fine. I liked it just fine, but I felt like it was legitimately the easiest Pokemon game ever. And this is from a series of games that are not that difficult. In
good
general.
Because I'm a dumb dumb. Like, I don't even know the basic principles that I did. You know that fire beats grass. Who's supposed to know that?
Tanner, apparently, it has reached a point, man, with some of these games, though, where, like, I don't know. I understand the games are for kids. I get it. And Arceus kind of does a little something different, so it's a little more, I don't know, mature, for lack of a better term. It's more oriented toward people who you know, want a little more of a challenge. But, like, I do. I want a challenge I can beat, and I don't feel like I've had that in a long time. Long time with these games. They're going away too much nowadays. Like, I'm playing Brilliant Diamond, and it's reaching a point where, like, when I go up against, when it tells me that they're going to swap out, you know, to somebody else, do you want to swap yours? Yeah, okay, I want to swap mine. It'll tell me all of my guys' moves, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's super effective against them.
Yep. Yeah. If like if you've seen it in your before, it just gives you.
I'm pretty sure there's a setting you can turn that off.
Yeah, but you have to turn it off is the thing.
Yeah, it's looking for that. That's like a whole thing.
It's like when you used to play Mario Brothers, and I think it was Mario 3 that introduced it, or maybe it was a little bit later. But when you died enough times, they would give you the Ultra P Wing where you could fly over the entire level because they just felt bad for you.
God, that was all the way into the DS games.
Was it the DS games?
That was pretty far on. It was either that or one of the like the Wii and the Wii U.
Right.
I remember for sure the 3DS one, like the Super Mario
3D World.
It wasn't called World. Yeah, 3D World. That was it. Yeah, Super Mario 3D World did that because I did get that in one stage where it was like, hey, man.
You want me to do this for you?
I'm like, no, fuck yourself. Get away from me. I will beat this level.
That's Big Brother mode here. Yeah. Give the controller.
It was a virtual Big Brother. Tanner, I want to talk to you about the biggest problem with the new Pokemon game and what I'm most afraid of. Is the fact that you wear those fucking shorts. I'm not running around like I'm in AC fucking DC wearing
You'll
shorts.
You'll get to change your clothes.
Better. You better.
Shannon, don't you know that shorts are comfortable and easy to wear?
They already said customization is in it.
Come on.
Yeah, but I can't be
Pokemon will follow you from the start.
Also, you don't gotta wear shorts. You could wear a skirt. That's an option.
That's an option.
I can't tell the joke I want to tell. Tanner, go ahead.
I know exactly the joke you want to tell, and I'm going to message it to you right now.
Thank you. Tanner, go ahead.
Looking at a picture, and it definitely looks like you can customize your character to wear pants.
Good, because like I can't mean, be a fucking edgelord with shorts. You can't be an edgelord with shorts. You just can't. And yep, there you go. you nailed it. You nailed it. You got it.
yeah, that's right.
So we're excited about Pokemon. I can't wait for another fucking month of bullshit Pokemon shows that Lindsay makes us do when Pokemon comes out. So yes, excited about that.
Should and Lindsay? She's I also Lindsay should.
I do was, like these legendaries better than Sword and Shield, though. I'll give him that.
Back agreed. when Asa was on Nerd Up and he got his like weekly Mortal Kombat minute.
Yeah,
I guess Lindsay's getting her Pokemon.
What's the classic joke we used to do about Nerd Up and in Overwatch news?
And in other Overwatch news,
turns out the only Overwatch news now is it's not as good as the original. Apparently, who knew?
Nope.
The better question
they
is:
want you to pay $70 for a new game.
Actually, if you already have the game, you get all the multiplayer.
That's true.
Like in Overwatch 2,
it's just
for
the
free.
Single player content. You
it's
have
the
to
single
purchase,
player. Yeah. You have to actually purchase
because a lot of people.
So the multiplayer is going to be free. That's what I'm hearing.
If you already have Overwatch,
if you already have Overwatch, yeah.
The first one.
Yep.
Yes.
In other words, you could buy the first one dirt cheap.
Okay.
Lindsay, what were you going to say?
But how much will they charge me for Cold War again?
Oh, it's
the real 70. Question is
$70.
Are we going to have Asa on to rant about how he hates time travel?
No, because I don't have enough sensor buttons for that one. Asa would go back.
I'm curious to see if he's going to be willing to play this with the
you'd have
chance
to,
of.
You'd have I to agree to Tony Khan is to his.
Oh, you MJF. Fucking Mark.
Fire me.
So we'll stay tuned for more news on that and other video game news because this is officially Nerd Up After Dark. Diablo Immortal launched, and Jesse, how fun is Diablo Immortal? I've been playing it every chance I got, and it's really good.
It's actually surprisingly fun. Like, I'm waiting for the moment where it's going to hit me with, like, all right, time to spend money. And, like, because I know what's coming. And I've seen, like, you know, some people have posted, like, how much it costs to get, like, a fully gymmed out character from the get-go and stuff like that. And, like, how some of that works. I don't even know how the gym system works yet. I haven't gotten to a point where that's necessary.
I got my first socketed item, but I don't have a gym to put in it. So.
But, yeah, like, the gameplay is shockingly fun.
But here's here's the weird thing about it. I don't know if you've played it 2 days in a row. I played it today, and it literally said, this is your first kill of the day. Claim your free reward. And it was a yellow item with a socketed, with a gem socket in it. And I thought, oh, no. I've never played a Diablo game where I've killed a basic enemy, and it was like, here's a legendary item just for logging in. That's dangerous.
As long as it's yellow, that's okay. Yellow is rare. Yeah. If it's like that gold-orange color or the... Yeah. Yeah, but, that's the.
I know you guys are saying gem, but it keeps sounding like you're saying Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Jim.
It's messing with me.
I mean, in fairness, in this area, the two words are exactly the same thing.
Correct.
They're not.
So, they're pronounced the same way.
Set.
Same
deal.
So if
pen
if you,
and pen.
If you have a phone, because you got phones, right? You guys got phones. If you can download the Diablo Immortal game and play for free, and it's really, really fun. Hunter, I know you've kind of got a little bit into Diablo.
Wait a minute, are you getting paid for this?
What's that? No.
Don't you hit me with that Bob sound effect.
Don't be silly. All right, now we're moving on to our Diablo Minute. My favorite part of Diablo Immortal. Moving on, in other video game news, Sony had their state of play today, and they did.
The only thing
hey, kids, do you like old Resident Evil games?
I was going to say, have been passed on through, I think, Asa mostly, and it was like, yeah, they're doing the remaster for Resident Evil 4, which is, I think it's cool, don't get me wrong, I'm kind of excited about that. I loved 4 when it came out at the time. It was very different in terms of Resident Evil games. Over the shoulder camera, and it moved a lot faster, and that was great. But legitimately, my favorite Resident Evil game of all time at this point is the remake of 2.
Yes.
The remake of 2 is pitch perfect. It controls better. It's legitimately scary. It's difficult, but not too difficult. Like, it's just a lot of fun. If they could do that with 4, I'm here for it.
And the original
the only thing
was
I didn't
amazing.
Like about. Oh, yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the remake of 3 is that it was too short. They cut out too much content.
Yeah.
But they were also trying to get it out really quickly. Like, right. It was within a year of the remake of 2. So if this one has, they took a year off, it'll be out sometime next year. Remake of 4 is a great idea. Now, Cody did mention, you know, what else did they have to remake at this point? So we laid it out. 5, 6, Code Veronica, and 0. 0 is not getting a remake. 0 sucked in the first place. Code Veronica, I kind of wish they would, because it did some interesting, you know,
well,
new stuff.
You know the story with Code Veronica, right?
Like, what story?
Code Veronica.
Yeah, I do, but tell Tanner.
So,
yeah, I don't know.
Code Veronica was legitimately the next named, it was the next Resident Evil game. It was the next numbered game. Yeah. But I forget what the deal was. They changed it around for some reason and called it Code Veronica. And then I think 3 was what they put out instead. A lot of people were upset about back in the day, but yeah, Code Veronica was awesome. But they also have Revelations they could do, if they wanted
to. Yeah, but they're
to.
Too recent. Revelations at this point is too recent.
Wait, isn't it the same time period as 5 and 6 though?
I'm talking about like for remakes, the thingy remakes. They've re-released compilations of Revelations a million times over now.
They have.
Yeah, so those things have happened in terms of like a full blown remake.
That's when they introduced Jill Valentine in her skin-tight leather pants and blonde hair, which made
that
no
was
sense.
In 5.
Was that really?
That was in 5. That was all the way back in 5. Yep.
Ugh.
True story.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So at this point, 5 and 6. 6 is not going to get a remake. 6 was too experimental. They're going to forget 6 happened. 0 is not going to get a remake. It was also a little too weird and a little too, you know, offshooty.
But
way
my
back
Rebecca
in the day.
Chambers.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe 5 will probably get its remake. I think 4 or 5, it will be about where that stops. And then, honestly, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I hope that they either move away from the new style of games or at least do like a split. You know how when we get new Call of Duty games, they're a little bit different, but they're kind of the same. You know, you got a couple different studios doing different things. I would be fine with them continuing to make the 7 and 8 style first-person shooters following Ethan Winters. But also having more over-the-shoulder style, you know, with the older characters. Because I prefer those.
I
still
too.
Can't really get into 7 and 8, honestly.
I love 7. I loved 7. I thought it was really good. It was the first Resident Evil that scared me. Especially playing in VR. Fuck that.
That's not true. Those dogs jumped out of that window back when you were a kid and you freaked the fuck out.
Nope, because I never played 1.
Oh, that would be all right.
True
well,
story.
It's that guy where they're like, but didn't you just say a game? He's like, hey, you got me there.
Yeah, no, 13-year-old Jesse sitting like at home alone, like literally alone. There was no parents or anything in the house playing that game. Yeah, no, dogs jumped out of there. I was like, whip, lights are going on. I'm done
and
for
you
now.
You can't time it. That's my favorite part. Every time you think you know about when they're going to jump out, they either hit you early or you stop and you go, okay, maybe. And the second you do it, they jump through those windows. Oh, I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should drop Ethan Hunt as the character, Ethan Hawke or whatever his name is.
Winters.
Ethan
Winters. Ethan
Winters is not. He should have had 1 game and it should have been 7 and that was it.
I hate that character. I got through the intro to 8 and played. I played 8 for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. I couldn't do it, man.
It was so slow and so predictable and so poorly written. I just kept going, this is not fun.
Ethan,
like, it's not even goofy fun. It's just dumb.
There's only one good Ethan, and his name's Craig Miles. Ethan Winters, he reminds me too much of Lightning from Final Fantasy. It's like they're trying to make this character happen so hard, and the fans are like, but we don't want it to happen?
Don't want it. No, I'm not interested in what happens to this dude. I'm interested in what happens to the core characters. And if you gotta kill them off, then fine, do it.
Your Chris Redfields, your Claire Redfields, your Leon Kennedys, your Jill Valentines, even your Barry Horowitzes. You know? These are the guys we're going to play.
Barry Burton,
yes. Jill Sandwich. Also, they did announce Resident Evil 8 is coming to PS2 or PS5 VR2 or whatever the fuck it's called.
I was about to say PS2, oh, no. Holy shit! It's coming back!
God damn it. Oh.
They're going to bring back those animations where you open the door and it like zooms in on a black... With the door, it takes some time.
There was some other VR stuff that got announced, none of which looked any good. There's a Horizons game, Horizon Zero Dawn or whatever game that's coming out for VR that looked okay.
VR?
Yeah. I don't know, man. The state of play was okay. The big thing was, oh my god, Street Fighter 6? Yes, please. Like, in every way.
So is that... I haven't watched the video. Is it like an exclusive? Is Sony getting that as an exclusive?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So they just got the first dibs on announcing.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that so many times with like Kingdom Hearts 3 or Final Fantasy. What was it? Not Final Fantasy. Kingdom Hearts was the big one I remember. Everyone lost their shit. They're like, oh my god, it was on Sony's, you know, E3. And it's like, yeah, but it's coming out for Xbox. Don't worry.
Well, that's the thing. No part of me thought that Street Fighter was going to be exclusive to Sony, but maybe like timed exclusive, but...
Okay, actually, so they just really got to go. Jesse, we may be wrong on that. Street Fighter V never came out for Xbox.
Yeah, it did.
Are you sure? Yeah. I'm not positive. If I'm wrong, I admit that I could be wrong on this. I only remember it from PlayStation. I don't remember it from Xbox. I may be wrong.
PlayStation 4 arcade game, Microsoft Windows. Maybe it didn't.
Oh.
Because that would be really strange. Five was good eventually. It was not good in the beginning. It was too lackluster. I'm hoping 6 they fix that. I love the graphic style. I think it looks very cool.
6 is also not announced for the Xbox. It's safe to expect it to arrive on PS5,
PSP.
We're all winning tonight.
Gerard Depardieu.
Being a Street Fighter V is available on PlayStation, PC platforms, but there is no mention of it coming to Xbox.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well.
That's kind of surprising.
Glad I got a PS5.
Fair, 5 got itself a 3.8 rating total.
That's because 5 launched with, like, literally they were like, hey, the story's coming later. Don't worry about it. Here's your, like, 8 characters to play as now. They fucked that up real bad. The game was fun.
The 5 was not the number of entries. It was the number of people you could play.
And two
Street
of those...
Fighters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here are the 5. Pick which one you want.
They didn't even have names. They were just called Street Fighter 3. You know, Street Fighter 4. And the other big thing was Final Fantasy 16 got another trailer. And this one looks significantly better than the last one.
Gameplay, right? Do they have gameplay, I think? Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
I am hopefully optimistic about Street Fighter or Final Fantasy 16, because if you've kept up with Square lately, they sold off a lot of their great games. They went heavy into NFTs, and then their biggest sin probably is they released the legitimate gaming abortion that was Paradise of Stranger, Final Fantasy Origins, or whatever it was called. That game, I don't care what Ethan says. I take back what I said about Ethan Nice earlier. That game is awful. I tried to play that fucking game. It is so fucking bad.
That's where they have to kill Chaos.
Chaos.
Oh, yeah. He fucking hates Chaos.
Fucking hate Chaos.
Was Square, were they behind that Babylon's Fall, too?
Yes.
Who was behind that one?
That's Square.
Oh, the one that was like, there was like one concurrent player for one whole weekend.
That was really bad.
Saddest thing I've ever seen.
Like,
one dude.
There's one guy out there. And you know that guy is just like, oh. It's probably like somebody that was on the dev team. And he's like,
it was probably Ethan.
He just keeps joining, like, leaving and joining back. And like, come on, man. There's got to be.
There's got to be someone
else. It's not just me, right?
It's like when we're playing Call of Duty. We have to back out of the lobby, go back into it because it won't find a game. It's just there's no game. It's that's sad. That's sad. But
he joins the game and just gets that waiting for players, and they're never gonna come. Dog.
Waiting for three more players.
Waiting for one more player.
He listened to a lot of the soundtrack that night.
Oh, I hope it was a good soundtrack. Hey. Speaking of soundtracks, that's gonna lead us to our top five tonight. Lindsay, welcome back to Missouri. Tell us what our top five is.
Tonight, we are going to discuss our top five favorite one-hit wonders.
Yeah, all right. And,
Oh, yeah. All right. What was that?
I did not do this assignment.
He didn't look at anything.
I'm 100% making stuff up right now. I'm already...
Just
I also
look you up a list and start picking songs.
No.
Look you up a list. Well, she is back in Missouri.
It did not take long at all. Yeah.
Just look you. Should I go get some sweet tea before I get started, too?
Yins are nuts.
Yins! Yeah. Yins!
She is with
Yins.
I got the bug zapper on out on the backboard.
Yins is a Pittsburgh thing. Ning, 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 ning.
How many tires do I have to have in my yard before I can start this list?
At least 12.
And so,
in fairness, no matter where you live, just like I'm sure you've got a neighbor very close that has more than a couple to lend you.
Oh no, I scouted out the neighborhood, homeboy.
You gotta go at least neighborhood blocks over
before you get into that.
Okay, well. In that regard, let's start with old Typey McTyperson, Jesse Kimball, just tapping away.
Sorry, I was trying to be quieter with it.
I'm gonna go rename him Bojangles because he taps so much.
Typing so quiet now. All right,
you're gonna have to switch that fucking keyboard out, bro.
Apparently.
You have to go back. Pushing it very slowly.
Slowly down every letter.
Still making noise. All right, I'm going to start with Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's a good one.
You know, yeah, she's got it going on.
Yes.
That song gets stuck in your head for a week.
I hate
it. And then first. Some.
I hate that song, for the record. I never was a fan. I was never a fan. I'm never a fan. Maybe
it's
just
so catchy.
Is it though?
It's so catchy.
It is just you, man.
Oh, well, fuck. My bad. That's more than me.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just you. Yeah, that song stuck in my head for the better part of, I don't know, like a couple of years. That was hard to avoid.
It is an earworm and a half, man. And I actually,
as soon as you heard that bass line, that little bum 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 bum, I was like, "All right, well,
all right, hold on." Before anyone says anything else, really quick, I just want to point out that I've only had one glass of whiskey and I've already forgotten what song you said, and I'm trying to piece it together.
Stacy's Mom, man.
There it is.
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains.
Okay. Can we talk about it? What a dumb fucking band name.
Man, it wasn't the 90s. It was the early 2000s.
No.
It was the early 2000s.
Now, to be fair, that's worse. But
because by that point, like, all of the fun punk names had been taken by everybody in the 90s.
By me, actually. It was all, it was all me.
Hunter Hendricks had a whole...
He just took a claim on all of it.
Encyclopedia of trademarks.
And yet, no one used of Chemical Toilet. Clearly the best name that you can have.
No, that's disgusting.
All right, so let's go on to the man himself, Tanner Calvert. Number one, Tanner, what do you got?
I'm taking Dexy's Midnight Runners for Come On, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
I love that song.
That's also a great
another song they ever did.
That's a great porn star. Her site's called Come On Eileen.
I get it.
I was like, how does Dexy's Midnight Runners translate to
it? And I dare anyone that thinks I'm joking to look it up, because you're gonna find out. I'm no liar.
No.
I'm no liar. No. All right. Tanner, that's a good pick. That is a good song. Yeah.
And ironically, where I heard it the first time was Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I never knew who sang that song until you guys just said it.
I don't know.
I grew up with that one. Mom liked that music video a lot.
You guys know my buddy Aaron, who I've mentioned right here. A fan. Aaron Powell, A fan. It's his favorite song of all time. Well, it was. Aaron finds a new favorite band of all time about three times a year. But there for a while, it was definitely his favorite song. I will say, okay, it's his go-to karaoke song. I know that for a fact. It's his go-to karaoke song.
Everybody's got that song.
I think he's really into the Velvet Underground right now. But anyway. Somebody released a cover of that song recently. I heard it on the radio. I got to find out who did it.
Also,
yes. I'm certain a lot of people did.
I did decide to look up a list of this, and I hope nobody has this on their list. If they do, I apologize. But I take offense that one of the things on here is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
I like that song.
I don't know if she's ever done another popular song, but fuck y'all. I love Natalie Imbruglia. That one song will carry her in my heart forever. All right, let's go to Double H.
I desperately need to point out her name is Natalie Imbruglia. Anyway.
No, there's a G.
Yeah, it's silent.
Why the fuck is it there?
It's like Italian, anyway.
We're
like,
not even white people. Silent. Hunter, you know that.
I am going with AHA's Take On Me.
Yeah, you right.
I hate you.
That's a good one.
I knew that was coming.
That is my song.
It's also my song.
It's so good.
I did not realize until I was going through my playlist the other day, I have three versions of that song downloaded.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it 110%.
I have the original. I was putting together that Guardians of the Galaxy game that I really like. The soundtrack of that is great, and that's one of the songs that's on it that's on, like, Peter's Walkman. So I was adding that to it, which I already had that. But I've also got the MTV Unplugged version that they use in Deadpool 2, which is also great. If you want a haunting like version of that song, check that out. And then Weezer covered it when they did their cover album, the one where they had Africa. And their cover of it is really good. It's just a great tune. It's one of those things that as a kid I did not like. Like when I was younger, I actually
I loved it as a kid too.
The video bugged me and the song didn't do anything.
The video is what got it for me. Like the rotoscoped animation, it's just it's so good.
That's also made for a really good Family Guy bit too.
Yes.
Where have you been? I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just one of those songs that took a long time to come around right for me. But nowadays, like you would never catch me changing anything to get away from it. That's also like that'll be in my head for the next couple of weeks now. So.
There's your synth rock for you, Shan.
There have been like I was looking, you know, preparing this list earlier. I was immediately just like bouncing around, like songs stuck in my head. My brain has no idea what to do right now.
There's too many. Well, like every time I came across one, I immediately went and threw it into YouTube, and like I got to listen to like the first like 30 to 40 seconds of it, then I was typing in the next one.
Well, as long as nobody put Natalie Imbruglia on their list. All right. Let's go to Shannon next. Shannon, what do you got? Well, before Hunter steals this one from me, I'm gonna go with, you guessed it, How Bizarre. By the
I didn't think about that one. How Bizarre.
The Otara Millionaires Club. How Bizarre. How Bizarre. This is one of the catchiest fucking songs you'll ever hear, and I had no idea who sang it growing up. No idea. Turns out nobody knew.
We used to leave, we had a radio that sat on top of the refrigerator in our kitchen. We left it on while we were gone during the day so Parker would have something to listen to until we started using our Echo devices to do that. And when we did that, we moved to playing classical music because it was relaxing and it calmed me down. But most of the time, we just left it on a pop station when we left. And there, I have a video on my phone. We came home one day and that song was on and I picked him up and just kind of like danced him in front of the radio to it. The video is so funny because I'm not in it, so you just kind of see Parker's head just like,
how bizarre,
bouncing around to the song.
I remember that video. Yeah,
and toward the end he starts like looking at me like, dude, if you don't stop I'm gonna throw up. it's pretty great. It's one of those things when I go back and watch his stuff, I love watching that video in particular. Yeah. How bizarre.
Good song. All of them are dead now. All right, let's go to Lindsay. They are. No, the whole
internet is dying.
Yeah, our internet's going real bad right now.
Lindsay,
hold off for a second. Let me talk for a second, because no matter what, they can hear me just fine. So I'm going to just talk for a second until the internet gets back to normal. Lindsay, are you downloading Animu right now?
I'm not downloading anything.
You sound like you're auto-tuned.
It's, you guys, I'm going to ask this specifically to Jesse and Tanner, because they'll remember this. You guys remember those auto-tune the news videos? that's what I'm hearing right now. Are you downloading Animu right now? I'm not downloading anything.
Lindsay sounds like right there, Lindsay sounded like a character from an old, like, PC game. Just like, no!
I need one of them to go Wally for me.
Oh, shit, she really did. That was perfect. Holy shit. Oh, my God. All right, we're not going to get much better.
No, no. We did 2 bars, and we're back to 1.
Wow, this is... And what's sad is it's just
crazy.
You.
It's like your video looks great.
Is it just Lindsay to you guys, or is it both of us? Because, like...
Because
you sound terrible too.
Oh, that's crazy. Because
what,
like,
do we sound like to you?
You all sound perfectly fine.
You sound fine.
Lindsay's the only one that sounds awful. Yeah, this is.
It is Lindsay.
You sound exactly the same as Lindsay.
Yeah, this is particularly bad. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna pause for just a second and reset our internet live on the internet. So, I'm sure we can do some kind. Oh wait, no, we're back to green. We're all green now. Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. There it is. All right.
We're good. Okay. Before anything else happens, I'm going to take Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
That's
a good one.
Tainted Love.
It's fine.
More synth pop rock.
Oh, we're both living in the 80s here.
Tainted Love. Yeah.
When do I ever leave the 80s?
You know,
that's when you have to go to the 90s for, like, My Little
Pokemon.
Stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, that's 80s originally,
it's,
too.
It's Pokemon.
I said I didn't know.
It's Pokemon.
Leave me alone.
Another good 80s song that gets sampled on multiple newer songs and whatnot.
Just keeping it alive.
What
that's
am
kind
I,
of an homage.
So, Marilyn Manson does a great version of it, number one.
No, I forgot about that.
One of my favorite memes from the past few years. You guys remember when the common thing to do was to use those images from Marriage Story with Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Where he's like hitting the wall. You know, every day I wake up and he hits the wall. Yeah. And it was just sometimes I feel I've got to, and then they show him hitting the wall twice on away.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
That's a good song.
That's a good tune.
Yeah. All right. Let's hit back into the top. Jesse Kimball.
Close enough. I'm gonna stick with the 80s, and I'm going to go with I Ran
so
by
far
the Flock
away.
Of Seagulls.
And I run,
only qualm with that song away. Is that the intro is too long.
You're
true.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
But the song is a good song.
That's one of those ones I looked up today to listen to. Because, like, oh, I haven't listened to this in forever.
That's also one of my least favorite jokes from an Adam Sandler film. It was in The Wedding Singer, and it was like the guy taking flight tickets, airplane tickets. I forget what it's called. And he's got the Flock of Seagulls haircut, and he just asks Adam Sandler, hey, do you like Flock of Seagulls? And he goes, clearly you do. That's not a joke, man. That's like awful. That's so fucking weak. Anyway, sorry.
For me, this song will always be anonymous. It's synonymous. And it will always be anonymous. I have no idea who it's by. It will always be synonymous with GTA, not Liberty City, Vice City. The commercial for Vice City, it played alongside that because it was back to back. They did that, and then for San Andreas, it was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
another great one-hit wonder.
Which is weird, man.
What the fuck? I just glossed over it. I was going to keep moving.
No.
I never understood why San Andreas used Welcome to the Jungle when it was so focused on hip-hop and urban, like, life.
It was like an urban jungle, man. I mean, the whole thing was about gang warfare and all
honestly,
that stuff. So.
Anything from NWA, too, man.
Honestly, at that point in time, too, a lot of hip-hop was sampling from, like, 80s rock.
True. He's got a point.
Well, he should say
that song. That song was in the soundtrack too. I mean, yeah. It played on one of the radio stations in the game, so
it was still better than probably the song that drove me craziest about a video game tie-in. And Jesse, no, it's not Defiance. That was awesome, and you know it. It was fucking Burnout Paradise. I got so sick of hearing the whatever that song was. What the fuck was it?
I don't remember.
Can't read that but, bad. You don't remember?
Yeah. See, the problem Holy is that shit, Shannon left before they finished airing that Defiance ad.
I didn't leave. I was fired.
Shannon was removed from the store.
Shannon was involuntarily removed.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons Radioactive. I will never forget that song or that trailer.
I have to
because
say
because it has literally been burned into your mind.
My favorite Patton Oswalt bit of all time, aside from the speech that he gives on Parks and Rec about Boba Fett and all that, is just the tweet he sent once that said, "I imagine that dragons fucking hate Imagine Dragons."
Oh, I remembered it. It's Paradise City. Take me down to a Paradise City. I fucking got sick of that fucking song.
I have something I have to send to the group chat for that.
Oh, also, I didn't get to mention the motherfucker of the week this week. I meant to mention that. Can I mention that really quick?
Sure.
United States? I mean...
easy there, Tanner. Easy there. Whatever. Who is it? Hold on. I got you. Give me a second.
Names are hard.
He's breaking down.
It was some airplane. I don't know. They don't say which airplane it is. So that will fuck me.
My airplane ate a bird.
Well, this airplane kicked off. I told Hunter this story. It's a very sad story of a Instagram model who was kicked off of her flight because they accused her of inappropriate attire. And
just go to the Discord.
I'll post a
much better.
I'm gonna post the picture of her. Her name Her name is Mary Magdalene. That's her Instagram model name, and that's her. That's what she was wearing. That's what she got kicked off.
How did she walk?
How unfair!
Jesse,
that she
Jesse,
was
hit me with that patented sound of yours.
No,
I can already see it in his eyes.
It's gone. Okay.
What is
just
the
read the
fuck?
Thing that I posted.
The
if
monster's
you hated
gone.
Paradise City. I need you to read that instead.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
I enjoy that quite a bit.
We need Derek Boxdorfer.
Famous clouds.
We need Derek Boxdorfer. All right, let's move on to I think Tanner probably. Yeah,
my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see here. Got a lot of options.
Mary Magdalene is her name.
Jesse went with Flock of Seagulls, and we went on a 40-minute rant about anything but Flock of Seagulls.
yeah, that's what happened.
In true AD fashion.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Tanner does not have his list ready.
I don't. I'm making this up off the top of my head.
Tanner, you had so long to do it.
No, I didn't.
They were ranting.
Well, I had it picked. Now I can't. I've lost it because I got distracted.
Oh my god! I just found my next one. All right,
Mary
Magdalene
distracted you. 22-pound
no, it wasn't her. Jesus Christ!
Tanner's googling Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, go ahead, Google Mary Magdalene, kid. See what you come up with.
Please don't. Your back will hurt.
I don't think Lindsay gets the joke.
I don't think she gets it either. No, it's okay.
Jesus Christ! I just found it. Read your Bible. Yeah. Delight's Groove is in the Heart.
I am aware.
Wait, what is it, Tanner?
Groove is in the Heart.
Groove is in the Heart.
I don't know that song at all.
Groove is in the Heart. I got from the 90s. It was a dance club thing.
Yeah. But the reason why I really like it now is because of How I Met Your Mother. There's a scene in one of the episodes where Barney and Robin do a whole dance number to the song, and it's just awesome. It's a good one.
I'll have to go check it out because I really do not know the song at all.
You as soon as you hear it, you'll be like,
you'll
know it for sure. Yeah.
People have said that before and been wrong, though, because I'm real stupid when it comes to music
here,
sometimes.
You'll at least vaguely recognize it. I can guarantee
that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Double H.
It's been everywhere.
Okay. I said I was really excited about my next one, but now I'm going to start taking stuff that I'm afraid other people are going to take if I don't, or at least it's possible.
Don't do it.
I'm going to go with Blind Melon's No Rain.
Good choice.
I don't know that one either.
This is one of
those things
down like 20 of them just because I know stuff's going to get taken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was when we, before my flight, we were walking through the mall and I'm like, do you need some Blind Melon? Because the song was playing and you just ignored me.
Who did? I did?
You did.
I think that was... I think she's talking to you.
Wait, are you talking about the first time you came to Illinois?
No, like a week ago.
I didn't go to the airport.
What is happening right
you
now?
You dropped me off at the airport when we were at the mall beforehand.
Oh, okay.
When we were walking to the food court, it was playing, and I asked if you needed some Blind Melon, and you completely ignored me.
Boy, I really tuned you out these days.
I didn't know until years later that Blind Melon was a one-hit wonder. I had no clue. I just assumed, because you always heard these songs in like compilations of kind of alt-rock, almost folkish type stuff from the 90s, that they had a million hits and that this just happened to be the one everybody knew, like Radiohead, you know. But no, this is legitimately, they did this. They were like a very hippie kind of grunge band, blew up in 94 with this, and then their lead singer, as it says in this Rolling Stone article, Shannon Hoon, was hopelessly addicted to drugs and died on tour in October of 1995.
God damn!
There was that. They got back together with a new singer a decade later, but this is like the only thing they've ever done that people remember. So,
and half the time they just remember it as the Bumblebee Girl song.
Yes, yeah, the girl who's dancing in the music video. I mean, she's more well known than the band at all in any way. So, yeah.
And then this is like just for reference on Spotify, No Rain is 317 million plays. Next closest song in their list is Change from the same album with 53 million. That's the last one in double digits millions.
That's still a lot, though. Still a lot.
Yeah.
To be fair. All right.
That's true.
My next pick is, and I don't know if anyone's going to take it, but it's one of my legitimate favorite songs of all time. Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Before you say anything, I also forgot this guy was a one-hit wonder because he makes it sound like he's been around forever.
He's back. He's back, Hunter.
Right. He's back.
It's like the Barney and Spock thing. Like, but you didn't do anything. But you didn't come back from anything. Didn't I?
You're absolutely right. When I was younger and I heard this song on the radio, we all assumed this dude was the biggest fucking deal. He went to prison and he just got out and now it's his big comeback. To the point that I started remembering me liking his music before this song. Knowing I had never heard of this motherfucker, but this song was that good. And he was like the epitome of cool for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's a fact.
That's a fact. Return of the Mac. And anyone listening to this already has the song stuck in their head right now, so I don't have to say anything else. Let's go on to Jesse. Yes. Nope.
Only Cody Sandusky knows the lyrics.
Are you just skipping me because I didn't even know the internet last time?
I was coming back.
For the longest time, I didn't even know he was saying Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
Return of the Mac.
I thought he did a little bum 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 bum
at the beginning, and then you just do the for like 20 minutes.
Because I think for the longest time, I just thought he was saying "Turn up the man."
Turn up the man.
But I thought he was saying "Return of the man," and I was like, "Which man? Who's back? Where did he go?
Why is he back?"
Oh.
Okay, now that I'm looking at the lyrics, I didn't know he said any of this. You lied to me all those times that I said I loved you. You lied to me. I didn't know he said you lied to me.
Cody, meanwhile, will absolutely just like bust this out. I'm sure this just seems like a Cody thing.
That party like about a month and change maybe, and I literally said nobody knows the lyrics of the song as it started, and Cody looks me dead in the eye and starts singing it. I was terrified. I was frightened for my life.
So.
I thought Cody was just going to walk over and be like, it's my house now. Like,
Cody was the Mac.
Apparently, at one point of this song, I'm looking at the lyrics. It says, interlude, Angie Brown. And the part says, Mark, stop lying about your big break. So he called himself out on the fucking song. I don't know if I've ever listened to that far.
It's like fucking Boyz II Men, but in reverse. Boyz II Men's first hit was about how great they were. We were all like, who are you?
All right, now let's go to Lindsay. All right.
Well, I guess that makes my next pick appropriate, because it's Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Don't you?
From the Breakfast Club.
Forget about me.
Throw that fist up. John Bender.
Surprisingly, John Bender is not a good one.
When I had my long hair and my denim jacket, which also has been recently, that's what they called me in high school, was they called me Breakfast Club because I had that look. And I didn't even watch the movie. I just thought it was a good look. Guess what? It was never a good look.
So. It wasn't the 80s. It was the best look.
Also, fun trivia, Jesse, where did they get the name for Bender from Futurama? The Breakfast Club.
He's named after
John Bender. Yeah. Jesse did not know that. I can see his face.
I just assumed it was because he, you know, he bent girders.
Well... Yeah, but
they did that after they got his name. Yeah, they decided he's going to be Bender, yeah, so he bends things.
He's a big fan of Breakfast Club. Who wasn't? I mean, what was it? Jay and Silent Bob Strike, was it Jay or Dogma? I forget. Where they were talking about how they went to that place with John Hughes. Like, they're talking about all these movies they made because they thought they were real stories. I don't fucking know. I got to watch Dogma again. Fuck me. Let's just go to Jesse.
I have never watched Breakfast Club.
Oh, shame. Shame.
No, not how we handle people not watching movies. We say, no, you're in for a treat.
Jesse, yes. Jesse. Let me
tell them they should be excited about it.
Jesse, let me tell
you
something.
Well, we know what we're doing next movie.
Not watching Predator, and he knows what he did.
Jesse, let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah, what you got?
I have never seen The Breakfast Club.
You've seen parts of it, because I have watched it enough that you had to have at least seen parts of it.
I've seen parts of it in the same way that you watch Ash versus Evil Dead with me, sitting on your fucking phone playing a puzzle game.
I have also, between me and Shannon, we probably have watched this film either by, like, catching it occasionally, like, you know, bits and pieces of it on TV as we're flipping channels, and also by every single scene being alluded to in some other form of media.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Pretty much.
That's fair.
That scene you're talking about is in Dogma, source material. By the way. I looked it up because it was driving me crazy.
Yeah,
Jay talking about Shermer, Illinois being like the place where all the John Hughes movies take place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not even a real place or something like that. Yeah, yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. All right, let's go to Jesse.
Is it my turn already?
There's no Shermer in Illinois.
Yes.
Everybody's going to come out too?
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
All right.
No ticket.
Okay, my next one, I'm going to do... I'm going to do Handlebars from Flowbots.
No Handlebars.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
I actually didn't think, I never think of Flowbots as a one-hit wonder kind of band, because they had a whole album that was actually pretty solid.
But people only listen to the one song for the most part.
Always think these guys are gym class heroes, and then I go, nope, that ain't them. Sounds like them, not them.
Old Travie McCoy, also a one-hit wonder, apparently. Once he left Gym Class Heroes, you know.
Correct. Man. Yeah, he did the one thing.
I barely remember Gym Class Heroes, I'll be honest with you. I barely remember them. I can't even tell you what song was popular by them at this point.
I'm about to say, I know they had...
It's a cover of another song, and I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. It's not a cover, they sampled another song.
It was called, like, My Girlfriend.
A look at My Girlfriend.
Yes!
Yeah, that's another song. That's like a song from the 70s, and they sampled it, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Cupid's Chokehold.
There it is, yeah. Yeah, because basically he just raps in and around the chorus from that song.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. All right. Tanner.
Yep.
I was going to sing it, but not. Starland Vocal Band's Afternoon Delight.
I don't know this one.
Okay, yeah, you do from Afternoon
Delight. Yes, you have light.
Afternoon Delight.
You have absolutely heard this song.
You have.
You watched Anchorman, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember it. I'll be honest with you.
They sing, the four main guys sing it a cappella at one point in time.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
The most I remember about Starland Vocal Band is it was a joke in The Simpsons. That's it. That's it. That's all I remember about Starland Vocal Band.
Most things were a joke in The Simpsons.
They did it first.
That's very true.
Sorry.
Simpsons did it.
All right. So, Tanner, Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, specifically because of Anchorman.
Okay. All right. Duly noted. Double H.
Because it's a bittersweet
symphony that's life.
Yeah, The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony from 1997. What a great tune.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that's a, that is, to me, that song is in many ways like Blind Melon's No Rain. It is the 90s. It's the latter half of the 90s.
Yeah.
First half of it is very kind of, you know,
what was the
sort of upbeat, but not really.
What was the movie?
Oh,
it was Ryan Phillippe and
what's the name of it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
How was that name of that movie called? Confession. What is that called?
Oh, Dangerous. No.
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. Holy shit. There it is.
That was going to drive me insane. Yeah, the one where they're like kind of
brother and sister.
Sort of incestuous.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're like by marriage. Right, but right. He's into her. It's very weird. She does a lot of coke. It's
a lot of coke.
It was the start of the stepbrother. Cross.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She had the cocaine in the cross.
Damn,
yeah.
Jesse.
What are you doing back there, stepbro? Yeah. There.
Well, no, it was more like, hey, if you do this for me, I'll let you do that stuff.
She literally, I'll never forget that part of that movie, because young teenage Shannon went like, I didn't know sex was a thing. She literally, she's trying to convince him to do this, to get revenge on this guy for her. And she says, if you do it, you can put it anywhere. And I was like, what does that mean? Where would you put it?
Yeah, I watched that movie when I was 12 because it had Tuffy in it. And I was very confused.
That was not the Sarah Michelle Gellar you were used to.
No.
No.
But she was awesome in that fucking movie. That's a good movie. But yeah, also, Bittersweet Symphony, if I remember correctly, that's a cover, right? That band notoriously gets no money from that song. And that song is on every fucking car commercial that's ever existed.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's kind of shitty. And actually,
the Rolling Stones. It's they had a credits battle with the Rolling Stones over it. I don't think it was a Rolling Stones song, but I think it's one of those things where it's like way too similar to one of their songs, and so they had a huge thing over that.
Which, funny enough, Hunter, that brings me to my next song. It's a very similar situation, and you know where I'm going
with
it.
This is going.
You know where I'm going with it.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr.
Yep.
Was
it too similar to Huey Lewis in the News as I Want a New Drug?
Yep. And they got the shit sued out of them over that. Which is unfortunate because Ghostbusters is a banger. I mean, that is just obviously.
Oh yeah,
you've got at least three people here that are gigantic Ghostbusters fans. Probably five. Yes. And Ghostbusters is like the most iconic to me movie song of all time. I mean, it's just that good. And it's amazing to me that it was such a one-hit wonder, because Ray Parker Jr. is really talented. But that song blew up, and I can't recall any other Ray. I can't say another Ray Parker Jr. song is what I'm trying to say. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm sure he did something somewhere, but yeah.
So legitimately, I thought surely he's got more songs for the longest time that, you know, were popular. And I just remember being at Cody's wedding reception, and we're putting in the request for the DJ.
That was pretty good.
And Cody walks over. Are they requesting Ray Parker Jr.? I'm like, oh, so that's the only song he's famous for. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew. Yeah. But damn,
no getting away from it.
But damn, what a good song. I was so pissed off in the second movie when they didn't have, I mean, they did have that song in the movie, but it was kind of toned down for the Run DMC version, which I hated back in the old days because I wanted the Ghostbuster song. But in retrospect, the Run DMC song is also really, really good. It's just not Ray Parker Jr. good. So anyway, all right, that's my pick. Lindsay.
Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Save Tonight. And fight the break.
The 90s is so good for this.
My friend, I shit you not. I am not fucking kidding you, and I hope to God he's not listening, because he's going to kill me if I tell this story. My friend, Tanner, you remember Quentin? Quentin swears up and down, I shit you not, back in the day, he wrote that song. He tried to convince me so many times that he wrote that song. And like,
that's good shit.
Man, no.
No, you didn't.
No, you did not. But you're probably more famous than Eagle Eye Cherry.
It's one of those Chris Farley from Billy Madison situations. No, you didn't. Yeah, but you can imagine what it'd be like if I did.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I didn't write it, but I know a guy who did. No, you don't. Yeah, but like you can imagine.
Eagle Eye Cherry. Between
fuck.
This,
I wonder what that name was about. What was the name of that band all about?
Between this list and our Gerard Depardieu conversation earlier, we're really striking.
I'm afraid
that 90s
to look
gold.
This up. I'm so afraid to look this up because, like, for the longest time, I didn't know what the Cherry Papa Daddies was all about, and then that happened, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Wait a minute. That's like his name. That's his real name.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah. No shit.
Wow.
He is the son of American jazz artist Don Cherry and a Swedish artist and designer named Moki Cherry. And so his real name is Eagle Eye Lenu Cherry.
That's it's a badass. Distinct possibility that Eagle Eye is like he spells it as it would be said phonetically.
Mm. No, homie, that's name. His birth name. I'm looking at shit. It. It is spelled Eagle-I. Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's a badass name. If you're a kid in high school,
I mean, unless something like changed somewhere,
if so you're a kid in school, what American. Like, hey, Eagle.
I was thinking it was a Louis C.K. situation.
Yeah,
like where his last name is C.K., but it's a very Polish name.
No, he is apparently of Choctaw descent through his paternal grandmother and African American through his grandfather. So the Eagle Eye, I assume, comes from the Native American.
Cool. Huh.
That's kind
of
cool.
Eagle Eye Cherry. I thought that was the name of the band.
That story.
So
right, I really can absolutely see that now.
They just didn't want him to be Hawkeye.
So I don't know what I said to trigger it, but just now I heard a woman talking to me, and I thought it was Lindsay at first. I could hear her downstairs, but no, it was my Google.
It's definitely Google.
Yeah, but I don't know what it said, but it was definitely talking in the other room. That's fucking creepy. Okay.
I mean, the laundry room door closed on me today when it was clear back against, like, the sink when I was getting stuff out of the dryer. Like, it just shut today.
Lindsay, that's just called physics.
I mean, I never touched it when I came in the room.
Well, you have a ghost named Physics? That's crazy.
You don't have to touch people for them to came. I don't know what that means. Let's go to Jesse.
What? And what?
Is this number four? This is four, right?
This is number four. This is number four. All right, and I'm going to do My Own Worst Enemy from Lit.
It's no surprise to me. I am
my own worst enemy. They had several other songs.
They had Over My Head was the other one that was kind of popular.
Oh, what about Miserable? I thought Miserable broke up there pretty well.
Did anybody else hear that beeping?
Yeah. That was down here. What the fuck was that?
I hear beeping too.
Nobody's like thing is green.
I hear it again. Is one of your smoke detector's batteries dying?
No, because I don't.
Nobody's box is green while it's beeping.
It's not loud enough to trigger.
Okay. Everybody, be quiet.
It's definitely here. All right, you guys talk. I'm gonna figure this out.
This is the weirdest recorded show in a while.
No, I can hear it too. Yeah, it's not coming out of my headphones.
Yeah, it's definitely here. It's in here.
What
somewhere.
The fuck is this?
That's so weird.
Seriously.
I love that all this shit is happening on the show. And there's just no getting around it, man. Tanner, keep playing with your beard. Every time you mess with it, it happens. There it is.
That's so strange. Oh my god.
Oh, I don't like when Jesse leaves the room like that and I can see the rest of his room, because this now it looks like we're in like a new version of Unfriended. Like he's gonna come back like half.
Anything?
What the fuck?
No, it's definitely because I take my headphones off and I can hear it. It's coming from here.
Yeah, it's in Jesse's room, thank
god.
Do
you have a smoke detector that's dying?
No.
Well, this is a freaky fucking night. I don't like this night. I don't like
PZ,
this
night. PZ After Dark turned into I don't want to believe.
It might be your mic. Like your mic is like getting triggered by something.
Oh.
Like something metallic close to it. Whatever you just did stopped it.
Well, he muted.
I turned off the microphone and it was still making the noise. Where is this coming from?
All right, well, Jesse's doing that.
Do the cats have something that they're playing with?
I'm going to mute this.
All right, we're going to go to Tanner and watch the video very carefully to make sure Jesse's okay. Tanner.
Yes.
Well, when I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you because I'm going with
Okay, but what's your song?
I'm going to be.
I like the Family Guy cutaway bit of Peter being the da-da-da guy. Da-da-da-da in the background.
Oh, god damn, Shelby scared the shit out of me. Jesus fucking Christ.
Was Shelby the beeping?
Oh, my god. I was expecting Jesse to walk through
no,
that fucking
she,
door.
He called in reinforcements. He called her in to figure out what's going on. That's what happened there.
That's scary. Oh. I thought Jesse had the...
Okay, so it's my battery backup. I might lose power here. We'll find out.
Oh, your backup battery's dead. I have this happen at work all the time, and it's real annoying.
I thought the girl from The Ring was in Jesse's room for a second, and I got scared. I'm not going to lie.
This turned into Unfriended for a minute.
Oh, that's the girl he gave the ring. That's two very different things.
All right, let's go to Hunter.
Okay. God, I have a lot of choices here at this point, and it's frustrating because I don't know which one I want to use. I have like a meme one, and then I have an actual one. I'm gonna go with the real one. I'm gonna go with Absolutely by 9 Days. This is the story of a girl
who cried a river and drowned her on the squirrels.
There it is. It's so fucking catchy.
Why did I hear squirrels?
I don't know.
Here's the weirdest thing. When I was at Southeast from 2003 to 2007, I was in college getting my bachelor's for those 4 years. I don't even remember what year it was, but I know it was before Sarah got there, so it had to be somewhere between 03 and 05. SEMO had, in the Towers complex, the main housing complex, they had this big open area, like two-story, like seating area out front in the lobby, and occasionally they would have little, like, concerts out there, and a lot of it was just, like, local bands, and, like, somebody would, you know, move the chairs around and just kind of sit up and play a guitar or whatever. They brought in the guy who was the lead singer for 9 Days. And he played like this song, and they had two or three other songs, but nothing else, kind of like with Lit and My Own Worst Enemy, nothing else really broke through. These guys had a song called If I Am that I really liked. But Absolutely was, of course, the one that everybody wanted to hear. And this guy played for a good like hour. I remember standing on the second story balcony and just standing there and listening for the show. And then he was like, all right, thanks for coming, guys. And he just left. And I remember the next day being like, was that a fever dream? Did the guy from 9 Days just play an acoustic concert at SEMO for no reason? But yeah, that was I thought that was a 90s tune. It's not. It came out in 2000, so close enough. But yeah, I always really liked that song. And it's a shame to me that they didn't get to do much else. I'm also now thinking, anyway, go on for me. I'm thinking of another one that might have been good.
We'll go on to me really quick. My next pick is, and you know, Tanner, earlier you said that one of your one-hit wonders had an album with a lot of songs you really liked. This is that for me, kind of. Or maybe it was Jesse that said that. Somebody said that. They're like, I thought it was a one-hit wonder, but like their album was really good. I liked it. Well, that's not necessarily, that doesn't mean you can't be a one-hit wonder, because this was similar to me. Anna Nalick, Breathe, 2 a.m.
Ooh, yeah.
I forgot about that one. I like that whole album. She has a song called Wreck of the Day that's really good. One called Diamonds, I think. I love that album, but most people only remember her for Breathe, 2 a.m. Tanya, you remember Breathe? It's like, was it like 2 a.m. and I forget how it goes now. I'm not going to sing it.
It's in three-quarter time. I remember it does that.
But you can't jump the track.
Yeah.
And life's like an hour glass glued to the table.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there you go.
Nobody find the rewind button now.
And breathe.
That's a good fucking song. Yep. And Anna Nalick is super talented. I don't understand why she didn't blow up as much as she should have. I still
Anna
Nalick
is what she should have been, the same level as Alicia Keys. I think she was like right before her time, because it's the same kind of music and the same sort of stuff. But Alicia Keys came around at just the right time for the world to kind of like want to be into that.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird she didn't get a little resurgence at that point. Actually, now that I think about it,
I think she's had other albums and she's got a new one that's either out or is coming out. But she's never going to hit that popularity that she had with Breathe 2 a.m. Right?
Yeah.
Shame though, because she was really really good. All right, Lindsay.
Yeah.
One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
This is One Headlight. I don't know that song.
No. That's not it, Shane.
No one knows this band or that song.
Yes.
I absolutely know the song.
We played it as we were leaving Hunter's house the last time.
Wow, they really are considered a one-hit wonder. Man, they had another song that I really liked.
Like, that album, I bought it for this song. The first five tracks on that album are really good, and I never listened past the fifth one other than the first time I played through it because I did not care for them.
Shannon, One Headlight is the song that gets the me and Cinderella. We'll put it all together. We can drive it home.
Okay, two things. One, I still don't know the song. Two, I do remember the song from your place, though, because you were making fun of my car. So, yes, I do recognize that part of it at least.
Somebody told me to do that, and I don't remember who it was now.
Oh, it was Lindsay.
It was Lindsay. Okay,
she could not be pointing at herself more. She is so proud of it.
They definitely had some other songs, and I really thought that they had some hits in there, but I guess that was the one.
Wow. The Difference and Marlenus are the other two really good ones on the album, One Headlight's the only one that got any traction.
Oh, Sixth Avenue Heartache.
Did you just say?
That's it too.
Was a much bigger song.
Did you just say Marlenus?
Marlenus.
Three Marlenus. Sixth Avenue Heartache peaked at number 33 on the U.S. charts. I'm a little surprised that they're considered a one-hit wonder because of that. I mean, shit, it charted at number four.
Yeah, that's the number four.
I mean, admittedly, I did not know about Sixth Avenue Heartache until years later. It's from the same album.
Number
it's
four,
a really good song. Fourth. Yeah.
That's not
yeah,
a hit, though.
It came out before
Again,
one
it's within the first, like, five tracks of the album, but...
Yeah.
Can't tell if Tanner's frozen or standing really still.
I think he's frozen.
Okay, that's
a blur from him stroking his beard.
Someone screen... Let me screen cap like, that real quick. Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I'm on it.
Wait, everybody make the face before you do it. Everybody make the same face.
Oh, I can't.
All right, hold on. All I'll right. do it. I'll do it. Everybody else do it really quick. Ah, shit. Nope.
Well,
damn it.
You missed it. You missed it. Too late.
I got that piece at least.
He's back.
All right, we're going to go on to Jesse real quick. Last run.
All right, I lost my notepad. So
you got one left.
I've only got one left. Biz Markie was one of them. Just a friend.
Yeah. Say he just a friend.
She.
Yeah. Try another one with heard it, she would know it, but friend. By the title,
it's
I don't.
It's Pride Month, so.
You've got what I need, but you say
you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend. Just
oh,
a
the
friend.
Real whiny song.
You say
okay,
he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
That also
got
is
what I need.
Legitimately one of the best moments in video games history. Was I believe it was Saints Row 3. You get in a car with Pierce, and as you're driving, that song comes on the radio, and your character and Pierce sing it together. And it's legitimately one of the fucking coolest moments in video games, and I love that. That was so fucking funny. Anyway. Okay. Let's go on to Tanner, who's back now. Tanner, you got what I need.
I believe in a thing called love from the darkness.
Motherfucker! All right. God damn it.
Shannon, I can give you one. I was going to make a request. I'm going to jump in here real quick. I want to go last, but I have like two honorable mentions I can give you one for if you're out.
Shoot them to me because I might be. All right, Tanner, go ahead. Okay. Tell us about how you believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
So, yeah, I love this song. I had listened to it at a ridiculous amount of times by the time that I had went to my friend Amber's wedding. In the middle of a church, and Amber, Shannon will remember, is uber Christian.
Yes.
And just like the second sentence, not sentence, the second part of the song, like right at the beginning, touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you're touching me.
Touching you.
And we were sitting in church just going, his eyes wide open, like, touching I cannot me. Believe we're playing this right now.
The video for it is
I'll win something.
Hysterical.
Everything's fuzzy.
Everything.
If before you had like Greta Van Fleet doing the modern day versions of Led Zeppelin and all these other guys bringing back, what's their name? Steel Panther doing like the 80s glam rock. You had the Darkness coming back in the early 2000s, if I remember correctly, with
yes,
this.
Because I remember the person who watched this music video was on Fuse TV.
And you're thinking, like, you hear the song, and if you don't know anything about it, you're like, what is this random ass classic rock playing on my modern day station? Where is this coming from? And that's what it was.
I remember hearing it on the radio and just thinking,
I love that song.
I was on Real Rock. I played that song regularly. Anytime I could squeeze it in,
it's a good song.
Jesse.
And Shannon, I have one for you real quick because I remembered another one that's on my list that I would have put above Biz Markie.
I actually thought of another one, but I'm gonna say Hunters too because I love it. And Jesse, send me yours because if I love it, I'll also put it on there. All right.
Well, before all we move on from mine, I have one issue I have to take up with because I was like trying.
Is it the naked girl's ass on the cover?
No.
Okay.
This list of one-hit wonders, they had fucking Casey and JoJo on there for All My Life, and that pissed me off no end.
That Jesse, that is accurate. To be fair, though, Tanner, I thought about the same thing, but I can't tell you another Casey and JoJo song other than All My Life. Can you?
Hang on a second.
Exactly.
I can think of several.
But
this is
the
thing. It's true. You just don't like it.
Well, see, I love Casey and JoJo. Like, All My Life always holds a special, special place in my heart.
But he has to admit, one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Tanner, although...
Crazy.
I don't know that one. The only other Casey and JoJo song I know is Tupac. It's their song with Tupac, How Do You Want It? How do you want it? How does it feel coming up as a ninja in the, you know.
That was some good editing.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, God damn it. I didn't say the word. All right. We're going to go to Hunter.
I want to go last.
We're going to go to Shannon. My last one, the one that I thought of myself. Before I get to that one, I want to name the other two real quick. Jesse, well, Lindsay, your last one isn't Deep Blue something, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
Because if I would have found them on one of my lists, it would have been on there, but they weren't on any of the lists I looked up. So
Jesse's suggestion was Deep Blue something, Breakfast at Tiffany's, which accurate. I can't tell you another song they did. Yeah, Hunter's was Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Oh, honey.
They only had one song. It was literally the fucking Archies.
And it was from a cartoon.
Yeah, The Simpsons.
And it charted huge on the Billboard.
Yeah.
Like it was like a huge
cartoon by Filmation at that.
The only reason I know that song is because of the fucking Simpsons. Because of Homer being out there on that island. Sugar. Which gave rise to, I didn't know this existed until Nate and Ethan showed it to me. Sugar posting with The Simpsons. Oh my
that
god!
That was Shannon's favorite bit for like 6 months.
It led us to Mendoza posting.
Mendoza.
All right, my actual pick though for the last one, and no one is gonna know this song except Lindsay. But it was a pretty popular song at the time, and you never heard another song by them. I guarantee you. I will eat this Farfetch'd if anyone else knows this song.
That's a Surfetch'd.
Yes. The song is called Will You Be Around by Platinum Weird.
Ooh, good song.
You're right. You don't have to eat the Surfetch'd.
So there's two versions of this song. There's one that's done in like a very folksy 70s style, and there's one that's modern. It's the same song, same lyrics, same band, but they performed it two different ways because the band had a storyline. And that was, this was a band that existed back in like the old days, the 70s and 60s, and then they just mysteriously disappeared. They put one album out and never heard from them again. And the video of the modern version is a retelling of this, and they interview all these celebrities, Lindsay Lohan.
It's really cool.
I think Bono or Phil Collins or something like that. There are a bunch of musicians are talking about, yeah, I remember Platinum Weird. They were this great band, and then they just disappeared. The song is great, but they never did anything else. So if you get a chance, look it up. It's a really fascinating story. It's a good song. So, all right. A little bit of mystery.
I like it.
Let's go to Lindsay.
Well, Hunter, since you're going last before I do this, is yours a 90s song that is appropriate for closing out the show?
Yes.
Okay, I won't do that then, because that's originally what I was going to do. Instead, I'll take it back to the 80s and go with 99 Luft Balloons or 99 Red Balloons. Yes. We're in the same bit.
I like
that's
Red Balloons.
That's a good one.
By Nana.
Who?
Nana. Because the German version actually picked up traction first, and then they redid an English version as well.
I didn't even know there was an English version until years later. I thought Luft Balloons was the song.
And then somebody covered it, like did a punk rock version that was really good too.
Yeah.
Green Day did one for a while, didn't they?
I don't think it was Green Day, was it?
Well, they are the kings of punk. Anyway.
I want to say it was
Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah, Goldfinger did do it. But Green Day did cover it. There's a bootleg of them doing
bless
it.
Bless you. Hey, do you guys remember that movie?
It wouldn't surprise me.
You guys remember that movie Bowfinger with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin?
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that movie as a kid, but I feel like it'd be good now.
I agree. I feel the exact same way. All right, Double H, take us out. What's the last one?
Okay, my one that I was going to pass on to you, because we were talking about Jay and Silent Bob. This is not my actual one. It's an honorable mention, but I forgot how much I liked Little Black Backpack by Stroke 9. Does anybody else remember this song?
Nope.
It was from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I am going to hit you with the link in a minute.
How many people
it was the same band that did the How Many People Want to Kick Some Ass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they had another song. Little Black Backpack is what it's called. I like that one by them, but I like both of those songs by them. The other one, Kick Some Ass, was not as big a hit, though, as I recall. But Lindsay nailed it. The closing song for this absolutely has to be Semisonic Closing Time.
Closing
Time. It's got to be Closing Time by Semisonic.
You don't have to go home.
Yes. Tanner, I need you to understand something. You're DJing events now and stuff. It is required by DJ law that you end every single event with Semisonic's closing time. I don't care how inappropriate it is. I don't care if it's a funeral. This is how we end every event that we're covering. I have legitimately ended like wedding receptions, birthday parties, school dances. I did an electric car convention one time. and no matter what, the last song, even if I just play it while I'm packing up, while I'm just taking down the lights and everything, you have to play Closing Time by Semisonic. It is required. It is necessary. If you don't do it, then as Mitch Hedberg said, then you're not in the fucking club.
That's but to be fair, that's only at events for white people.
Sprouts, but you're not in the fucking club.
That's only for white people events, just for the record. They're the only ones that are going to be so drunk and appreciate it.
No.
Because they're very simple.
Again,
white people are simple.
I DJ prom.
I get what you're getting at, and I agree with you to a certain degree, but at the same time, at this point, we don't care what the people appreciate. This is for us. This song is for the DJ. It's not for whoever paid for it. It's not for the... You're risking your check when you do this, but it has to be done.
You're going full DJ request mode.
Yes.
Yes.
I was DJing. Like, hey, man, can this not be the last song? All right, brother. I hear you.
I could pick.
I DJed prom at Carroll High School 1 year, and everybody's like, all right, we got to start rapping. No, I'm like, yes, ain't no more.
Closing. Yep.
And you don't play the song and started packing everything else.
It's the last one.
What's that? Time. What's that song everyone plays at all weddings? It's like Rabbit Hop or something. What is it?
You mean
the chicken dance?
There it is. Chicken dance. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, Jesse, I gotta go.
Jesse, you have my word. I will not play the chicken dance at your wedding unless it's specifically asked by you.
What if it's a member of the groom's party? Say a groomsman. Does that count?
Yeah, no, unless it comes from you, Shelby.
Shake his tail feathers.
I never thought about that. Like, I always think of the electric slide. That's a real popular one.
Cha-cha slide.
That's the one I was thinking of. Cha-cha real slow now.
Oh, what's the new one?
Wobble.
Yeah, the wobble.
Maybe wobble. Yeah, I don't want any of that shit at my wedding.
I have no idea what any of that
okay,
is.
Okay, noted. because the wobble is always the one
There's an escalation. You start with the cha-cha slide because everyone can do that even if they're not drunk yet. Then you get to the Cupid Shuffle. We're breaking it down a little bit. Even grandma might kick the shoes off. By the time you get to the wobble, things are getting nasty. Some things have gotten out of hand and you step away and you just let what happens
You've
happen.
You've gone too far. And then you finish up with Closing Time by Semisonic.
I mean, he's not wrong.
The wobble is the one that when the school dances, like when they want it to get out of hand and they're requesting shit that you would not play in your car by yourself, you're like, I ain't got that, man, but I can play the wobble. Hang on. Here we go. You can have this.
And for fun, for funsies, since we're talking about school and songs and stuff, Lindsay, what is the most overplayed fucking graduation song in history?
Graduation by Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Fuck off. I love that song.
I don't know, man. You're forgetting about Green Day's Time of Your Life.
We had to sing a god awful choir version of it that was not composed very well.
Hunter, I think you just found your next arguably entertaining Vitamin C's graduation song versus Time of Your Life.
Is that show still happening? Because me and Cody did it and it disappeared after that.
Well, you dropped the mic. How are you supposed to do
That's
anything?
True.
We got to rebuild
true.
Now.
It was pretty intense.
We got to rebuild it. What were you going to say, Jesse?
So Far Away.
Is that Stained?
Like, yeah. It's a little deeper cut, but it's a good one.
That's a good one.
That one has also been a one I've heard at more than one graduation.
Hey, speaking of...
At my graduation, they made us sing Come Sail Away, and that's how we left.
At my graduation, it was My graduation was whatever was playing on the radio because I was homeschooled.
So... We rehearsed the song the choir did for 3 months leading up to graduation, and it just so happens that everybody, all the guys at least in our choir at the time, out of like 12 of us, 6 of them were like actual rockers. Like one went on to be in a very very popular rock band.
CJ Mize?
Huh?
Was it CJ Mize? Never mind. Go on.
It, His name, ironically, was Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah, I know this. Yeah, yeah, it's a drink.
So he said, we had a meeting the day of graduation because we were going to rehearse one more time. And he said, all right, tonight when we get up on stage to do this, Cartman. I was like, oh, she's going to kill us. And we did it. We did it.
Oh.
Wonderful.
And Tanner, terrible. Never, wonderful. He never graduated.
I did, and the only reason I got away with it because of who the choir teacher was, because she's been knowing me like since I was 2, and has always expected shenanigans like that whenever I'm in the choir.
Lovely. Lovely. All right. Well, speaking of so far away, we're so far away from next week's lineup of shows, but we're getting out of here for tonight, and it's coming up. Hunter, I don't know why I went to Jesse when I meant to go to Hunter. Hunter, next week, it's the return of Fallout on Tuesday, right?
That is correct. Yes, next Tuesday night, PZ85 Plays is back. We started a new adventure in the Modiphius Fallout system a couple weeks ago, and we're going to get back to that with Lindsay and with Shannon and possibly with some other folks.
Possibly.
We left on a big-time cliffhanger. And this is a good time where, if you want to get into Plays, it'd be a great time to check that out. There's literally one episode of the Fallout game.
Get in on the ground floor.
Yep. And this is actually, to be fair, we've talked about it. It meant to be it's kind of a stopgap. We're trying out this system. Cody is currently working on prepping our next big game where he's going to be DMing Curse of Strahd for us. So that's coming up soon.
It's a fun story.
Yeah. Wednesday we've got PWU. Older PWU.
Yeah. We'll see. Does MJF still have a
MGF.
Does MGK still have a job? is this Sasha and Naomi? Did Tammy Sitch plead not guilty to other crimes? Is Ric Flair dead? We'll answer all these questions next week.
That Machine Gun Kelly is named after an actual gangster. That's a real guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's a gangster too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Thursday we've got an all new After Dark, so we'll do it all again next week. All new Nerd Up After Dark next week. For this week though, go back and listen to the only other episode of anything we did this week, which was Pro Wrestling Unscripted, which we just recorded earlier. Jesse made a surprise appearance. It was surprising even to him.
It was very.
And that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back next week with all new shows. For myself and for Jesse, for Double H, for Lindsay, for Tanner, thank you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. We are out of here. Hunter, it's closing time. Take us out.
Turn all of the lights off over every boy and every girl. Later.
Hey, Jill.